This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Rory McIlroy wins the Masters, completing the career Grand Slam with all the majors. And it was one of those things where obviously he'd won a major before, but completing that was a big deal, having never won a Masters in 11 years in a row that he, you know, had gone there and not gotten it done, and then finally did yesterday. So I'm thinking now, like, just in the other sports, who is the, because everybody, you didn't think a lot of people were rooting for him. I do think a lot of people were. There were some people that wanted to knock him down for sure on social media, but I think a lot of people were getting into the whole story about him getting over the hump and finally getting the green jacket and all that stuff.
I just hope, I like these sports, you know, social media people, you know, he's not going to get it done, he's going to choke and all this other crap. And I'm like, he's one of six people to win a Grand Slam.
Right. It's insane. Well, he also, you know, he came off the U.S. Open and the choking, and obviously 2011 Masters where he choked. So people were just getting into that whole thing. But yeah, I mean, he's one of the greatest of all time. So, like, who is the guy now in sports that should have gotten it done but hasn't yet? And everybody would be rooting. Well, not necessarily everybody would be rooting for, because there's team sports and people hate certain teams and whatever. But that the guy now, like, if you would have said, you know, the best golfer to have not won something in their prime, right, it would be Rory in the Masters. It used to be Phil in the U.S. Open. But could it be Aaron Judge in a World Series?
He dropped the ball.
Could it be Aaron Judge in a World Series?
I guess you could say that, because he is, you know, one of the top two baseball players in the league, and will be this year, next year, and the year after, and was prior to this year. So, yeah, I could see you saying that. But, you know, it's such a team sport, and it's depending on so many other variables. Like, when you go, when I think of what you're talking about, I would go to tennis. I would go to, you know, obviously back to golf. I would look at an individual sport.
Well, but also, I mean, think, though, like, quarterbacks are judged on that all the time.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm part of that long, illustrious crew. But I would also say, like Henrik Lundqvist was one of those guys.
Yeah.
And many of us as Ranger fans would say that the team screwed him. He gave him everything he possibly could, but they didn't get the right support. Could be the same thing for Igor.
Yeah. I mean, but with Judge, like, he doesn't hit in the postseason. So it's not like he's giving it everything he has and they're still losing. Like, he's...
I just think it's harder for you to deter... Like, you could say in the NBA... I'm just trying to think.
The best player to have not won right now in the NBA?
Yeah. Most of the top players have all won, haven't they?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to say... I mean, you want to say Luka, who got to the finals last year.
But it still hasn't won yet.
I mean, but do you think, obviously, LeBron, Curry, Anthony...
Davis?
Well, wasn't he on the team when they won in the bubble?
Does that count?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's like, Al, do you count that, like...
The bubble championship?
The bubble championship, does that count for you?
Nope.
No. They still
not real.
Played.
But... I know, but it's not wasn't a real season.
Okay.
Full season.
Sort of like the whole, the COVID baseball one, the 60-game season.
Yeah.
Only the NFL counts for that year.
Yeah. So, like, best quarterback right now to have not won. But there's all those guys are
Joe
young.
Burrow.
But they're young still.
Josh Allen.
Yeah, but they're young. So it's not like a Rory comparison yet.
Yeah, but they're getting up there. I mean, like, they've been in the league, what, 5-6 years now?
But are any of them even 30 yet?
But don't you feel like every year you're like, this has got to be Josh Allen's year? So if Josh Allen is able to win a Super Bowl for the Buffalo Bills, plus coupled with the Bills' history.
Yeah.
If he's able to win, could you see Josh Allen out there on the 50-yard line crying?
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
I could definitely see that.
I could. Lamar Jackson, maybe another one.
Yeah, oh, he's another one. Yeah, he's a big one.
But you could also, all right, so if you don't like sometimes the individual players, with, you know, comparing that to teams. You could do it with, like, franchises. Like that team, like you just mentioned, it made me think, like, the Buffalo Bills. Like, the Buffalo Bills, the Detroit Lions. Like, people seem to get
the
behind
Bills
those
there.
Teams.
The Bills were there four times.
I know.
The Bills have been so close with Josh Allen.
The Bills are Rory McIlroy until Rory got it done.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
I guess you could say that.
They've
yeah.
done a bunch of other stuff, but Rory McIlroy with the Masters, that is. You know? But 11 times, got so close and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
He finally got it done.
It was like when the Cubs won the World Series.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
That kind of thing, too.
The
yeah.
lovable losers.
Right, and the Red Sox as well. But, yeah, I mean, it is harder when you're talking about the individual sport, but it's just like, you know, all eyes were on him. It was just one of those deals where it was like the emotion and the game and the nerves and everything leading up to that, and then he ends up missing that putt on 18. It's just wild.
But just makes it even that much more memorable.
Yeah, it
because
does.
Because of the way it went down. Now, because we're doing sports talk right now, I guess.
Sports talk.
So when LeBron left Cleveland to go to Miami to win championships, nobody really counted them because that was the big three and they all went together to go win.
Yeah.
And then it really didn't, like, his career wasn't cemented until he went back to Cleveland to win it.
I agree. Yes. I do agree with
okay.
that.
Okay.
So what
I don't know. I to me, a championship's a championship.
Unless it's a bubble championship.
Unless I guess so. But, you know, they built their team. You know how, like, Larry, Michael, Isaiah, Charles, Patrick, those guys are all ticked off because those guys were guys that competed against each other. They didn't come together and play with each other.
Yeah. It is true. But... You know, at that point, I mean, they should have won more. They should have won every single year that those guys were together down in Miami. You know, that was the thing. That was sort of, that kind of looked like in that first year, the loss to the Mavericks. You'd almost look at that, as crazy as it sounds, as underachieving that group. They should have blown everybody
out. The reason they got together was, you know, they had that big press conference and,
yeah,
you know, everybody was coming out. They had smoke all over the place.
And another one, and another one, and another
five in a row.
Not one, not two, not three,
yeah,
not four.
Exactly.
Remember that? Bob's in Hapakong. What's going on, Bob?
How you doing?
Good. What's
hey,
up, Bob?
How you doing? Good morning, guys. Can we set a period of time to judge somebody for how long it is before they win a championship?
Oof,
yeah, Rory McIlroy was playing golf for many years, whereas Luca and
yeah,
and
phone's terrible. Now it's said that you can't judge, you know, the Rory and Judge because of the age. They're only 3 years apart. By the way.
Yeah, I mean, isn't this what they scream about on ESPN, though? They come up with these things.
Yeah.
They scream about it, and then dog sticks his face in the camera.
Yeah. No, I was just curious because there's, you know, just thinking about the outpouring and how everybody was watching and then finally getting over the hump. Like, was there, what's the next one of those in sports that everybody gets on the same
page?
Well,
I think for Rory is when he hits $500 million. I mean, it's not like this guy.
I had this conversation with Perloff, and I'm surprised that you are taking that side. Like there, and you agreed with me in the beginning. Like the money thing, when it comes down to certain moments, nobody's thinking about it. Like, and he came up with this, or when Nick Dunlap shot a 90 on the first day of the Masters. He came in, he's like, well, this kid's 20 years old, he's making millions of dollars, you think he really cares? I'm like, damn right he really cares.
Well, 100% does care. I'm not saying, like, because once you're playing, you're not even thinking about the money. But what I'm saying, once you take in everything, you see everything, okay, he wins, it's great, he gets the big check because it's a, you know, it's an elevated check now, it's $4.2 million for the winner, and you realize that, yeah, he came from humble beginnings, no question about it. And the last 17 years, it was up to him to get to this point. And the fact that he's won other majors and the fact that he probably makes a gazillion dollars off the golf course just on appearances, you know, endorsements and everything else. I mean, yeah, it is emotional when he does win. And you can see that he felt that way yesterday.